telling his tears, going fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
welcome, everybody. Good Thursday afternoon to each and every one of you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As I am joined every Thursday, I've got a fantastic co-host with me and you for all of these 2 hours that we've got together. His name's Tom Paulswitz, all-around fabulous guy, very reasonable political viewpoints, two-time congressional candidate, small business owner, Navy vet. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Good to be here. Happy Thursday.
Tom, did you know I was going to ask you to sing on the radio with me today? Did you know?
Oh, about boy. That? I did not know that.
All right. Follow my lead, friend. Okay.
We'll do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Dear Cardi. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys. And many more.
Cardi, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Cardi,
you didn't say anything.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I'm a humble person.
He was stunned by the terrible singing. He didn't know what to say, but we will always give it our own college try. Seriously, Cardi, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It's lovely to have you as part of the team.
How are you celebrating other than doing this fine program and hanging out in our big team meeting tomorrow? How else are you celebrating, Cardi?
Well, later tonight, I'll be going out to Benihana's. I've never ever been there before, so I love hibachi, but I've just never been there before. So my wife is going to be taking me out there to go eat. And then over the weekend, I have a couple festivities I'm going to be doing. So yeah, I'm just going to, have fun.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Cool. Happy birthday.
Enjoy Benihana. It is super fun. I love hibachi too, and I love Benihana. So maybe I'll see you floating around the downtown-ish area of Milwaukee. But happy birthday, Cardi.
Thanks again.
Again, it's great to have you with us. Hope you all will join us in wishing Cardi many, many happy birthday wishes when you call and join this great conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Lots of business to attend to attend to today, Tom. And I would be remiss as we celebrate Cardi's next year if we did not acknowledge and celebrate what has been the incredibly impactful and fabulous, great life making Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin better for all of us sports fans, the passing of the great Bob Uecker. Tom, what were your immediate thoughts?
Oh, first off, it was, I guess it wasn't surprising. And it took me back to his call at the end of last season, where he said, this one stings. And it was like, you sort of knew the end was coming. But it's hard because as a lifelong Brewer fan, it's like, he's been the voice of the Brewers my entire life.
Yes.
And there's been other people along the way, but to not hear that same voice again in the future is going to be tough.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow more with my friend Luke Mathers, who's also a great big baseball fan. Folks, Luke and I pre-recorded the first hour of tomorrow's show, because everybody at Civic Media that does this talk network work, we're getting together to talk about our plans for 2025. So you'll hear more of my thoughts with Luke tomorrow on Mr. Uecker. But I will just say this, when those dastardly Mets put a nail in our dear Brewer's coffin this past season, in addition to spilling some tears into some malted beverages with some of my best friends and fellow baseball fanatics, many of us remarked this may have been the last one for Mr. Uecker. So tune in tomorrow, special pre-recorded first hour with some specially selected best of the Maggie Dawn show for you, and a Friday edition and a special homage to Mr. Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, as the moniker bestowed by Johnny Carson many years ago, star of the hit TV show, Mr. Belvedere, which I loved when I was a kid.
Yep.
The coiner of so many amazing sayings, including "just a bit outside," of course, from Major League, and "get up, get up, get out of here," which we all longed to hear when we heard a baseball game called by the irreplaceable and irrepressible Bob Uecker, with an astonishing 200 batting average, career average.
Yes.
A mediocre player, but a Cooperstown Hall of Famer nonetheless through his great work as a broadcaster of baseball. I'm going to miss his game calls for sure.
Yeah, he will be missed. I think the Brewers themselves, the players, are really going to miss him because he became one of them. And I think that was the best thing that's happened over the last 5-6 years is he's just been in the locker room after every great win. And it's going to be tough.
And the tough losses,
And the tough losses,
Whether it was Yelich or Adames or Craig Counsell or any of the young guys on the squad, the folks associated with Brewers baseball, it was very clear that Bob Uecker was in a lot of ways part of the beating heart, if not the beating heart of that organization. Yeah. So I think there's just going to be an outpouring from all of Wisconsin's baseball fans as we celebrate his life. I mean, he, in addition to my father, like Bob Uecker probably had the biggest baseball impact on my love of the game. And I mean, for crying out loud, I used to listen to Bob Uecker call games with a scorebook in the backyard. I mean,
nice.
Wow. I don't think, but for it being Bob Uecker and the special way that he called baseball games, that I would have been doing that. There was something very familiar, felt like part of the family, truly.
Yeah, he was able to fill those gaps with
He was really good at letting baseball sound like baseball.
Yep. And he just, you know, he basically made sometimes the mundane exciting. And then let the exciting parts speak for themselves. And it was, it's just amazing.
I always like to give Cubs fans a lot of grief, but when I stack Bob Uecker up against Harry Carey, one of the things that I think made Bob Uecker a better baseball broadcaster was that he did not inject fake enthusiasm in parts, right? It wasn't a put on. He was born and raised in Milwaukee. He was on the Milwaukee Braves. He genuinely got excited when all of us did too, but he didn't invent hype.
No,
he would let the sounds of the games come through. He would tell the patented self-deprecating stories, you know, about his unstoried baseball.
He was honest when the team wasn't playing well. He was like, "Well, guys got to do something about that."
It was he was always a breath of fresh air on the airwaves. R.I.P. Bob Uecker, the entire state of Wisconsin, and for baseball fans everywhere too. Yeah. It wasn't just a Milwaukee Brewers thing.
Yes,
it was for people that love baseball and loved a good baseball broadcast. They will miss Mr. Uecker as well. With that said, I wanted to begin with the ceasefire. Some breaking news just in the last hour. Many of us woke up to the news that today Israel had said they were going to take the vote to approve the ceasefire terms. Then they had pulled back, saying that Hamas had to agree to meet all of their terms first. It was kind of some of this diplomatic brinksmanship, you're right at the finish line sort of thing. Right. Just in the last hour or so, Israel stating that their cabinet leadership will be voting on the ceasefire deal tomorrow. So hopefully we will be waking up to good news that it's done. Tom, this is really historic. And I think how this came about with both administrations participating is quite it's one note of cooperation and goodness amongst some not great confirmation hearings.
Well, and for me, it's heartening to know that these two administrations could work together on something really important and without the political theater being involved. I mean, there was still some of it from the Trump camp, but I think that the bigger picture, though, is I think the most important thing is that aid will finally be reaching Gaza.
And the hostages hopefully coming home, the last 33 hostages.
Yes, and that is, well, obviously that is the linchpin of this, but just the ability to get aid back into Gaza, because this has just been a humanitarian crisis. And that component, I think, is going to be something that the world is going to be watching, and it'll be really interesting to see how quickly the world can respond.
Yes. And you know, there is this, I'm always looking for the echoes. Like, what does that moment tell us about our own political moment here in the United States? And the thing that jumps off the page metaphorically for me is that many Palestinians did not support Hamas, right?
Yes.
Did not want them to pursue foreign policy goals through terrorism. Many Israelis, many Jewish people do not support Benjamin Netanyahu and his approach to the conflict. And that, yet there were hardliners with that. There was political fracture on both sides of that conflict,
yes,
right? And that regular people were getting hurt, lacking medicine, lacking clean water, a basic shelter, all these things, because of the political brinksmanship engaged in by their leadership or by their self-appointed leadership. And what, yes, does that say about the responsibility, the deep moral responsibility of leaders to understand that they represent all of the people that are part of their nation, their group, if you're talking about the Palestinians? The echoes are always knocking around in my head. Tom, do you think it speaks to our moment that we're in, especially how the peace, the ceasefire agreement came about?
Yeah, well, it came about because there was a push to make sure the right things were being done on both sides. You know, but the other part is, and I think this is going to be really important as human beings, how are we going to protect ordinary citizens when politicians go to war? When different viewpoints about the way, you know, be it autocracy, be it democracy, be whatever it is, when they clash, how do we keep civilians from being in the line of fire, and worse, having the infrastructure completely annihilated, and suddenly you have no place to live?
And you mean both in terms like civilians and regular people becoming literal casualties, yes, of literal war, but also metaphorically casualties of the political warfare within a government, right? Yep.
Exactly.
And the casualties of bad policy that purports to be for regular people, but really isn't. Folks, my guest co-host today, Tom Paulsiewicz. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. Join Tom and I in this conversation, starting off with the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, breaking news, and we're going to be moving on to President Joe Biden's farewell speech and the warning that he's giving to each and every one of you. Tom and